Hello, I'm Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day. Have you ever wished that you could pray with as much power as the prophets of old? According to James 5:17-18, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Elijah was just like us. Admittedly, I've never experienced this kind of power in my prayers, have you? The story of Elijah's powerful prayer comes from 2 Kings chapter 18. The Israelites had fallen away from God and become worshipers of Baal. Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to a contest. They were to build an altar and prepare a sacrifice, but wait for Baal to ignite the flame that would consume the sacrifice. The prophets of Baal agreed and prepared their sacrifice. Then they prayed and prayed and prayed. They shouted to Baal. They even cut themselves to get Baal's attention, but Baal didn't show up. There was no power behind their idol. Then Elijah calmly prepared an altar and a sacrifice to the Lord God. He even ordered that this sacrifice be doused with water, not once, not twice, but 3 times. He knew that his God could ignite even a saturated sacrifice. Then Elijah prayed. His prayer was without fanfare, but full of faith. We read his prayer in 1 Kings 18, 36-37. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Immediately, fire from heaven fell on the sacrifice and consumed it completely. That was one powerful prayer. What can we learn from Elijah's example? We know that Elijah prayed with faith in God. He prayed calmly and confidently. He prayed that God would act not for Elijah's sake, but for God's own reputation. He prayed for the conversion of his people. Most important of all, Elijah prayed to a living, powerful, gracious God rather than a lifeless idol. So, when James 5:17 says that Elijah was just like us, he must mean that we, like Elijah, serve the same powerful God. Our prayers need not stop the skies from sending rain. That was Elijah's unique calling. But our prayers are powerful because we pray to a powerful God. Let's trust God to hear and answer our prayers. Then let's look at the way God displays his power. Father, help us to trust you to do powerful things through our prayers so that you will be honored and glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day.